Now we can have a little walking meditation. I don't know whether you can walk outside. Outside is quite wet. Maybe. Okay, you choose a place to walk. I like to, perhaps you all know the walking meditation technique, but still I like to suggest a way for walking, to do walking meditation in a very walk very slowly. When we walk very slowly, we can be even more mindful of our walk. If we walk very quickly, we don't become aware of what really is happening when we walk. Of course, we know what is happening when we walk. But it will be very meaningful, useful for our meditation if we learn how to do it very slowly. What I recommend is to coordinate the breath with the movement of our feet. That is, perhaps it would be better if I demonstrate so that you can know how I recommend walking meditation. Different teachers teach walking meditation differently, in a different way. So I like to recommend the way, I like to point out the way I do the walking meditation. I walk here for few minutes, so you all watch me walking. I think when I came here last time, some couple of years ago, can I keep this?
Yes. 2 years ago.
2 years ago? How many of you were here? How many of you came for that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. The majority of them have not come. So it's better to demonstrate it. And even if you have come and learn, it's good to refresh your memory and do it again. This is not the kind of walk you want to adopt when you want to catch the bus. You got to walk very slowly. We stand like this, relaxing our hands, relaxing the body, focusing our mind on the breath. We stand for a minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. It doesn't matter how long. All depends on how you feel, how long you want to stand. This is what is called standing meditation or mindfulness meditation in standing, becoming aware of standing. And while standing like this, close our eyes, focus the mind on the breathing, and slowly, mindfully we breathe exactly as we did when we were sitting. And then afterward, you bring your hands to the front, hold them against the lower abdomen, open eyes, catch them on the floor few feet away from you, and while breathing in, lift the heel of one foot, while breathing out, rest that foot on its toes. And then while breathing in, lift the foot, carry it forward, while breathing out, lower it and press against the floor. We repeat the same thing for the other foot. While breathing in, lift the heel of the other foot. While breathing out, rest the foot on its toes. Again, while breathing in, lift the foot, carry it forward, and while breathing out, lower it and press against the floor. Again, while breathing in, lift the heel of the other foot. While breathing out, rest the foot on its toes. While breathing in, lift the foot, carry it forward, while breathing out, lower it and press against the floor. When you walk from point A to point B, you decide how long you want to walk, and then again stand, relaxing your hands and the body, closing eyes, focusing mind on the breathing. We stand for another minute or two or so forth. And then after that, open eyes again, bring the hands to the front again. While breathing in, lift the heel of one foot. While breathing out, rest the foot on its toes. And next time, while breathing in, lift the foot, turn around. While breathing out, lower it and press against the floor. Again, while breathing in, lift the heel of the other foot. While breathing out, rest the foot on its toes. While breathing in, lift the foot, turn around. While breathing out, lower it and press against the floor. Again, while breathing in, lift the heel of the other foot. While breathing out, rest the foot on its toes. While breathing in, lift the foot, turn around. While breathing out, lower it and press against the floor. Again, while breathing in, lift the heel of the other foot. While breathing out, rest the foot on its toes. While breathing in, lift and turn around and press against the floor. So when you turn around, again stand, relax, close the eyes, focus the mind on the breath, and stand as long as you like. And then afterward, bring hands again to the front as before, open your eyes, and while breathing in, lift the heel of one foot. Breathing out, rest the foot on its toes. Breathing in, lift the foot, carry forward, and breathe out, press against the floor. Sometimes some people lift the foot too far high and then they lose the balance. So we should not lift the foot unusually higher. And also we should not make unusually slower. You will see as you walk like this, you gain such a wonderful, peaceful experience. You even might gain some concentration. Whenever the mind wanders away from your awareness of the movement of the feet with the coordinating of your breath, then you will lose the balance. So keep the mind totally focused on your walk. Once you get used to it, you can walk little faster. Like while breathing in, lift the foot, carry it forward. While breathing out, lower it and press against the floor. While breathing in, lift the heel, and breathing out, you lift the foot, carry it forward. While breathing out, lower it and press against the floor. Lift and rest the foot on its toes while breathing out, and while breathing in, lift the foot, carry it forward. While breathing out, lower it and press against the floor. And this time it is little faster than before. You will notice it when you are ready to walk little faster. I do it quickly so that you will have time to walk. I hope you remember last time I mentioned the reason why we walk so slowly is to become fully aware of the changes that take place as we walk. Normally we cannot notice the changes. In Vipassana meditation, we always try to understand how things change. That is what we call impermanence. We talk about impermanence, but we don't experience it as things are changing to notice impermanence. Our bodily movements are impermanent, feeling is impermanent, our perception of the feeling and the movement is impermanent, our thoughts or attention, mindful attention, is impermanent, our consciousness is impermanent. All these are involved in walking, sitting, standing, lying down, in any posture. So theoretically you might understand them because you read in books, listen to talks. Listening to talk, reading books is not meditation. That is intellectualizing meditation. We want to see it in practice, in our experience. That we can do only when we pay attention. And also when we do at least for a while in a slow motion. Remember my very favorite simile is you all are watching games. When you watch games, when two teams are rushing to compete with each other, the referee stops the game all of a sudden. Because of this modern technology, he asked the video cameraman to replay that particular portion in slow motion. Only then can you notice the reason why the referee stopped the game. Because one or two players played foul, made a mistake. We spectators are so excited, we are just watching the game and we don't know the mistake they made. Only when the cameraman replayed that portion in slow motion, we notice exactly why he stopped the game. Similarly, when we move very fast, do various things very quickly, we don't know how things are changing. When we do it very slowly, mindfully, paying total attention, we see what really is happening. And that is extremely important experiential knowledge we gain from walking meditation, if you walk very slowly. You may try that and you will see how peaceful it is, how comfortable it is, how relaxing it is. So this relaxing, peace, comfort, these are fringe benefits of meditation. The deep real meaning of meditation is getting deeply involved in experience of impermanence. We talk about these things, this is a very important subject, although it sounds very trivial and boring. But you will see how important it is. I give you a talk on this later on. So let us do some walking and see.
How long we do walking?
We walk till 11 o'clock. It's only 10 minutes. At least to have a little taste of short walk. And then come back. He said we will have a session of discussion. So